Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
Yeah. Let's go. We're vibing again. Back-to-back nights. To the victors go the spoils. When you win, we're going to talk about you. So we're going to lead off with your New York Yankees, who, check the standings, they're tied right there. I know. I said I didn't think it could happen. I don't know anything. I don't proclaim as the smartest guy that knows everything about baseball. I didn't think so. The math wasn't mathing, but it's mathing now. 888-808-1019, as I'm watching ESPN coming off of, unfortunately, you know, the Go Cubs Go, Chicago Cubs, you know, they weren't going to lose another game. They just smacked the Mets. And yeah, they're showing the Blue Jays. So let's start with, like, the rest of the league. And then, of course, we're going to get to the Yankees and take all of your Yankee calls. You know, so Max Scherzer is when you get one of those calls and it's a scam alert, scam likely. They just said he has a 11.70 ERA in September. They paid him to join that team and absolutely fold down the stretch. Mets fans could have probably warned Toronto about that. And listen, I have receipts for Mets fans, but I was telling you I don't want to, you know, let the receipts go on the Mets fans. I get enough of, oh, you're a Mets hater and this guy's obsessed with Juan Soto. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to pile on. Oh, but I've got receipts for the Boo Jays. Chris McMonagle has been saying for years that they're frauds, and I suspect a lot of fraudulent activity this week. Buck Martinez, yeah, I'm talking to you, Buck. I heard what you said. Call into my show. Don't call Evan and Tiki peacocking, saying you feel good about where the Blue Jays are. Call into KM to AM. I got something for you, Buck. Alek Manoah, I know you're not even on the team anymore, but I remember what you said about Garrett Cole. Ooh, I cannot wait to cook your big ass. Vladdy Jr., you love to talk about the Yankees. You better find a way. I'm telling you, they better find a way. George Springer. George Springer, bitch ass. Hey, and give it to them already. This is a professional athlete, a Yankee killer. Also a cheater. This guy cheated with the Houston Astros. He's talking about something being rigged or fixed. I'm telling you. And that nerd Blue Jays fan that always is in his living room on Twitter looking at the TV, you know, jumping up and down laughing. I have got smoke for them. But we're not there yet. 888-808-1019. Job not done. Job not finished. Finish the job. Last night, I felt like the Yankees were sipping champagne. And, like, you know, when we got into this game tonight, I thought they had a little bit of a champagne hangover. I felt like they were a little hungover. Now, last night, if you listen to me, I played Jazz. I played Judge. And I said, like, yes, enjoy it. It's a long season. The ups and downs. The roller coaster, as I call it. The ride. You know, when the ride gets to the point where you are clinched and you're in, because not everybody gets in, even in this expanded postseason. Enjoy it, man. But they were a little subdued. But obviously, early in that game, getting runners on, loading them up, stranding runners. You down with LOB. Yeah, you know me. I'm like, these guys can't be serious. Missed opportunities. It's the Chicago White Sox. I'm shaking my head like, yo, there's no way you had that much of that champagne last night that you're not ready to play. We are chasing the division. It is right there. This is the end of the race. You can see the finish line. You have to knock this team out. They're playing for nothing. And then there was a moment, I think, in the second inning where McMahon fielded that ball. He didn't grab it cleanly. He didn't get a grip on it. He threw it in the dirt. Jazz wasn't quick enough with his glove. They initially ruled it as an error on McMahon, and then they overturned it to an error on Jazz. Where I'm like, what the hell are these guys doing? You know, and even in that inning, after not getting that out, Fried loses his command a little bit, and I'm like, yo, you can't tell me, you know, Fried gives up a run there. I'm like, you can't tell me that these guys are about to actually slug it out with the White Sox because they partied too much last night, clinching an appearance with the division on the line. And no, you know what happened? A little Aaron Judge, hair of the dog. Bink! Before that, shout out to Volpe. I see you cortisone tone. Little by little, Volpe's just doing his job. He's just getting on, right? You guys don't want to scream it too loud because you were screaming too loud about send him down, cut him, get rid of him. Caballero's my shortstop. I'm done with Volpe. You're not done with Volpe. We're not done with Volpe. Cortisone tone got on. And yeah, all rise for the honorable captain. I know Cal Raleigh homered tonight. He's got 59. I am literally going to bed at night and praying that he doesn't get to 62, 63. But Judge tonight said, wait, I'm hearing on MLB Network, Harold Reynolds says that the MVP race is over. No, no, no. I'm going to say something about that tonight. Boom. That's the hair of the dog. The Yankees go up 3-1. Judge hits home run number 50. History. 50. And you're like, wow, we're back. Just like that, we're back. And then the Yankees continue after that. Max Fried bounces back. 1, 2, 3 inning. And in the third inning, Ben Rice. We finally got to eat some fried rice. Yeah, I'm fried. We finally got the battery of Ben Rice and Max Fried, the fried rice combo. Ben Rice triples. Goldie singles. Score them. Jazz coming through with the double. It's 5-1 Yankees. And you can exhale because you're like, yo, Max Fried is locking back in. And I remember last night saying, Max Fried is going to shove as he gets to his 19th win. And as you start to look at Max Fried and you're like, yo, plan B was the best thing to do. You know, you can't always get what you want. We wanted Juan Soto. But if you try sometimes, you might find you get what you need. We needed an ace. Gerrit Cole went down. And Max Fried wanted to come compete with the New York Yankees. Thank God we got Max Fried. And I said last night that Devin Williams would pitch. And shout out to the Kayster. Kayster is calling Devin Williams High Lev Dev. If you recall, if you fast forward or rewind before we fast forward to the Kayster coming up with High Lev Dev. I had Sam Lucchini on and Ryan Garcia on from the Fireside Yankees podcast. And that night we talked about low lev dev. Remember I came up with the Devin Williams rules? You can't pitch him with a lead. Don't even pitch him with a tie. Don't pitch him late in the game. You can only use him in garbage time. If we're losing, you can only use him as the first guy out of the bullpen. Well, that was when we were calling him low lev dev. Had a nice little ring to it. But then immediately after that, Devin Williams said, I don't like that nickname. I don't like that. Mm-mm. I didn't get the beard policy change for nothing. I didn't come here to be low leverage. I was MLB Network's number one reliever going into this year. I'm not re-signing with you guys. I'm trying to make history. Hey, Michael Kay said it. Let me go and get the quote because I was laughing and it kind of popped up on Yankees Twitter. People were giving me credit for low lev dev, high lev dev. I'm like, listen, I said it on the radio, but I got it from Fireside Yankees podcast, Sam and Ryan, who I had on the show. Kayster said, Boone really trusts him. He's really high on Devin Williams. High lev dev. You're going to see him in a lot of spots in the postseason. And Paul O'Neill says, high lev dev, that's a new one. And then Kayster said, yeah, I just came up with it right now. Shout out to Michael Kay. Michael K., you're the best, man. But high lev dev, low lev dev. I had to set the record straight. 888-808-1019. I would have thrown Camilo Duvall tonight in that spot. Remember last night I was saying, hey, if we're up after Max Fried and Devin Williams goes, throw Camilo Duvall in that spot to get the last three outs. But, hey, in the rain, they didn't want to do it. And I don't know, some has gotten into Paul Blackburn right now where you're looking at Paul Blackburn like, hey, he shook the Metsiness off him. He's been actually pretty serviceable. Go click on his name and go see what Paul Blackburn has done. Obviously, you remember what happened against the Red Sox and how he started. How he started is not like he is now. Same thing with Devin Williams. Shout out to Max Fried. Shout out to Aaron Judge, who hit his second homer of the night. Shout out to Trent Grisham. You're a mean one, Mr. Grish. Best year of his career. Prove it year. And it's just a part of this story for the New York Yankees. As we went up and down and on this roller coaster and we're getting to this finish line, you're starting to see a lineup that can produce. You're starting to see guys that do believe in each other. They're pulling the same rope. You're starting to see that, hey, this lineup is deep. Judge is Judge. Judge is reminding people that he should be the MVP. And boy, if Judge is Judge in the postseason, the Yankees aren't losing any series to any of these American League teams. And we're going back to the Fall Classic. Judge is not saying it, but Jazz is. You know, Jazz is talking about putting a ring on it. Jazz is talking about World Series. Jazz is talking about winning the division. Well, control your own destiny. Win the rest of these games. Man, shout out to whoever at Major League Baseball decided, yo, we're going to make the Yankees' September schedule hella soft just in case they need it, right? Just in case they go through the boon swoon again. Just in case, you know, July you cry. You know, the Yankees are the Yankees. We need the Yankees to get back to the World Series. Let's make their schedule butter soft just in case the fraudulent Blue Jays have some injuries and start to fold. And here we are, 888-808-1019. Let's have a good time, man. If you love baseball, if you're watching the Yankees, you're going to these games, and you're starting to get that feeling, that October feeling again, October ready, October baseball, it's in the air. 888-808-1019. Now, before I break, I got to introduce my guest. He was on with me last year. I forget what Yankee game we went to at the end of the year last year, but I'm coming down to Harlem River Drive, flying from Yankee Stadium to get here, and then poof, 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 poof. And I'm starting to smell the rubber burning. I think I had the sunroof open. And my boy's like, yo, that's your tire. Like, we got to pull over. I'm like, nah, I can make it. He's like, nah, you got to get to the next exit. We pull off to the next exit. Before I can even ditch my car, he's got the Uber on the way. My guy, Alex Day, you know him from Yes Network. You know him from TikTok. You know him from Instagram. This is his second time on The Fan. He's a Yankees fan. He's a Giants fan. He was at the clinch night last night. He was at opening night Sunday night for the Giants. He's also a Knicks fan as the Knicks are getting into training camp and starting their push towards a championship. Alex Day, any words before we go to the break?
I am ready for October baseball. I'm hyped to be back here with you, Keith. So much going on. Yanks playing their best ball. Jackson Dart time. We got Rangers preseason. We have Knicks camp. And we'll talk about the Mets, too. I'll try not to smile. Excited to be back here with you, Keith.
Hey, let's do it. We're 20 minutes in. This show goes till 2 a.m. Call me up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Inside the 11 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York, the Yankees win, Yankees win. Keith McPherson in here with a guest, Alex Day, the internet sensation. He's just a fan, like I'm a fan. Let's get to the phones. Let's talk to the fans. I got to go to Jake in Guilford, Connecticut first.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say you're getting me hyped about that Judge homer. I mean, I can't imagine Judge going off in the playoffs. Like, he needs that. That will solidify his GOAT status.
Yeah.
And lead us to that ship.
That I articulated on The Fan that, like, if they do want to give Cal Raleigh the MVP so badly, because I can just see the narrative and I can see the campaign they're pushing, Judge should be focused on going to get the World Series trophy, maybe even the World Series MVP.
You know, Judge doesn't care about that award. He wants, the only thing he wants is a World Series. Same thing with Stanton. We got a ton of leaders in the dugout. And we also got guys right now that know their spots aren't guaranteed. And it's lighting a fire under their you-know-what, like Volpe. I think that's why Grisham's been playing like a dog. Like, I mean, we got guys that are not taking stuff for granted. We're coming into the playoffs at the right time, I think.
Urgency, you know, there is no tomorrow. Nothing is for certain. The division is not locked up yet. We're tied, but they own the tiebreaker, right? I talked about Grish, prove it year. Go out and earn your money. Somebody is going to pay that man a lot of money. Volpe, we're not just putting you out at shortstop every day. We bring a shortstop here from Tampa that gets on base, that adds a spark to the game. And you know what? Iron sharpens iron. That competition has brought out the best of Volpe, and some rest also helped him.
And I don't want to throw a jab at the little brother here in New York, but I really think that there's a better chance that we make the playoffs or win the division than they don't make the playoffs, which is kind of unfortunate.
I'll take it from here, Jake. There's a better chance in Jake from Guilford, Connecticut's mind that the New York Yankees win the division this week than the Mets even make the postseason this week. I think they both happen. Honestly, like with the Reds, you're in your building against the Pirates and you just lost a series. They're not good. Like, it might be the most anticlimactic. We were talking about this with the Mets, Alex Day. I'm like, it might be the most anticlimactic entrance into the postseason, but also such a sigh of relief for the Met fan.
I'm with Jake there. I think the Yankees have a much better chance than the Mets. When it comes to the Mets just need to worry about themselves. The Mets need to have left foot, right foot, one foot in front of another, and play good baseball. Yes, they're worrying about the Reds. Yes, they're worrying about the D-backs. But the Mets are making baseball look really hard. Since since June, they're 19 games under 500. They don't look like a playoff team. They don't pass the eye test. And the Yankees, since September started, the first dozen games, 12 games against playoff teams, 7-5.
Yeah.
You get your mojo back. You get your confidence. Now you have an easy second half of September. Inspired baseball, 6-1 in the last seven. The Yankees feel like every time they go on the field right now, they think they're going to win, which we haven't said at other points in the Yankees season. I'm absolutely with Jake. I think the Yankees have a better shot at winning the division than the Mets to make the playoffs.
Yeah, because I said shout out to whoever made this schedule. I don't see the White Sox or the Orioles standing up to this Yankees team. And maybe the Yankees lose one game, but I'm not even saying they're going to lose one game. Like, they could win the next four games.
The Yankees tried to give it away last night and couldn't.
I mean, even, like, baseball is going to baseball. Baseball things are going to happen. But I just think they have too much firepower with who they're going against. Now, on the converse, you have the Mets going against the Cubs, who are a postseason team. They're they're in the division with the best record team in baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers, but they're in, and they have a bunch of hitters. They have good pitchers. Like tonight, they weren't beating Matthew Boyd. I was just saying, I'm like, this guy's an all-star. He stood up for them. They weren't going to lose six in a row in their building. They had 35,000 out there in Wrigley. I remember going to Wrigley when they didn't have lights, like a night game in Wrigley, nationally televised on ESPN. They got rolled, and you know what? I feel bad again for this young kid. They have a baby on the mound. They've got a preschool pitcher on the mound in Jonah Tong. This kid only goes two innings, seven hits, five earned runs. He gets squeezed by the ump. Things don't go his way. The third inning unravels everything. You know, they go down 5-0, and it's like, well, how are they going to come back tonight? Are they going to have back-to-back nights where they rally and they have heroics and they fight? It's hard to do.
Keith, one of my favorite baseball euphemisms, I think it was Earl Weaver who said it, is you're only as good as your next day's starting pitcher.
Yeah.
And if you're the Mets, yes, you have Soto. You've got some pop in your lineup. Your next day's starting pitcher is someone you probably don't feel great about. Yeah. And it's been like that for most of the season. So, yes, there's a lot of things to like about the Mets, but if your starters are what your starters are, the numbers don't lie, and the eye test definitely doesn't lie either.
I also said this to you, you know, whose fault is this? Mets fans, who are you mad at right now? You're not mad at Jonah Tong.
Has to be Stearns.
You're mad at David Stearns. David Stearns, you can't tell me your vision for this team that was two games away from the World Series, that went out and signed Juan Soto. Your vision wasn't to be at the end of the season relying on a 22-year-old kid or relying on Nolan McLean or Brandon Sproat or a piggyback of, like, you are making it up as you go along here. I don't know what happened to the pitching lab, Jeremy Hefner. It is not a good situation. So now they're looking at Nolan McLean versus Shota Imanaga tomorrow night. And it's like, yo, you lose this series, you're in peril, because you can't lose series the rest of the way. You really need to win all these games to ensure that you get to the postseason. But if you drop this game to the Cubs, you got to go to Miami and face the Marlins, who move Sandy Alcantara to Friday, because they will treat it like their World Series to knock you out of October.
It's absolutely on Stearns, because I don't think it's unlucky what happened in the rotation this year. I think the rotation was exactly who we thought they were. As Dennis Green would say, they are who we thought we were. They are who we thought they were. You know, coming out of spring training, Manaea, Montas,
hurt,
Peterson.
Montas said every day they'd be throwing an ace. He said something, we got five number one starters. Every day is like we're throwing an ace.
Come on.
I'm like, what are
Come
you
on.
Talking about?
Senga,
you're not an ace?
Holmes. This isn't a...
Senga got hurt. What is up with Senga right now? He's throwing bullpens. Can he come back? Can they bring Piggy back? Can they piggyback him and David Peterson? Can we get the co-David? Maybe just COVID? I think COVID would be the right name for Kodai and David. COVID-25.
COVID-25. What happened in June and this summer for the Mets is reversion to the mean for their starting pitching. They got lucky with how those starters performed in the spring, and how they've been since then is kind of what I thought that rotation was going to be coming out of camp.
Yeah, they were ahead of the hitting in the beginning of the season. We were raving about the pitching lab, it working wonders. We saw what it did for Severino last year. We saw what it did for Quintana last year. We saw what it did for David Peterson last year. You can't pitch David Peterson again. He's cooked. And like, I'm seriously looking at David Stearns, because this is his mentality. This is his mantra. This is his idea that, no, we don't pay for aces. Steve Cohen went out and gave money to Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, Chris Bassett. Like, he was going out there paying guys to pitch. You can never have enough pitching.
Look, we're going to get to the Brian Daboll stuff. And, you know, if you're a coach in front office, you have to show some moxie in your press conferences and back up what you say. But I haven't liked some of the quotes coming out of what I'm hearing with the Mets with Stearns and how they still trust the process. And there's some things they've gotten unlucky with. You can point to the offense and say, you know what, there are some instances where that may be true, but if you're the Mets, you have to look at what your process was in building the rotation and say, we can't make those mistakes a second time this offseason. There has to be some more ownership that they completely miscalculated how good this rotation was going to be. And yes, you know, that offense is what they thought it was going to be in many ways. Soto's having a really nice year, a Juan Soto year, but that rotation was never going to be it.
They spent a lot of money on the lineup with Juan Soto, right? They bought the Ferrari. They paid Pete Alonso to come back, $30 million. They got the expensive sports car, but here they are at the end of the season filling it up with chocolate milk.
Pete, another
can't
great
run
year.
On Yoo-hoo. You need premium gas in that thing. All right, let's get back to the phones, man. Joe is in Nutley, New Jersey on the fan. Go for it, Joe.
Hi, how's it going? Good evening. I'm a diehard Mets fan. Congrats, though, Yanks, making the post. For the Mets, though, I'm so frustrated, obviously, so angry, and kind of what you guys were saying earlier. I know as a diehard Mets fan, we want our pound of flesh when they don't make the post, because I don't think they'll make the post. They have no more pitchers left. And even if they make the wild card round, they'll lose in like two or three, because, again, they don't have any pitching left. So, from a pound of flesh standpoint, do you believe Mendoza's going to take the hit? The coaching staff's going to take the hit? Because I believe, and I agree with you guys, a lot of this failure has to be on Stearns' shoulders, but he's not going to get fired. He's going to get one more chance.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I don't think anyone is going to be fired. I think Mendoza has a 3-year contract. He'll be back. I think Stearns is in his second year, and he already was tabbed as boy wonder and one of the smartest minds in baseball. They couldn't wait to get him out of Milwaukee. Seems like Milwaukee's doing fine without him. I think what they'll say, they'll chalk it up to injuries. Griffin Canning got hurt. Frankie Montas got hurt. Sean Manaea had the loose bodies in the elbow. I bet you there's some type of, it's David Peterson's hip or something once the season is over. They will have all of these reasons and excuses that the rotation, Tyler McGill got hurt. Like, they will lean on those things and say, it's baseball, you can't predict it. Like, you know, it just didn't go our way this year.
I agree with you, Keith. I think every manager has their blips, their bad moments. Look, it's baseball. 162 games. You're trying to always press the right button. But if Carlos Mendoza gets fired, he would not stay jobless for very long. I think he's a great manager. I think he's well-respected in the league. He's well-respected by his players.
Yeah.
They play hard for him. They played hard for him last year. If you
coming out of the Yankee system, that's what they talked about. Like, this guy, it was inevitable that he was going to get a manager job.
He speaks English. He speaks Spanish. The
Latin players, he connects very well with the Latin players.
Absolutely. The thought of having this conversation this time last year would have been asinine. It would have been crazy. So what is he going to do? Who is he going to throw out there and start the next day? That doesn't fall on the manager. He hasn't been perfect, but
he can only go with who he has.
Correct.
He can only go with who he has. Let's go with who we have on the phone. My guy, Josh, up in the Bronx.
I'm telling you, I feel like Aaron Judge hitting third here. Anyway, I don't think the Yankees are going to sink in the postseason. I think they're going to build the foundation right from the start, going into October and getting back to the World Series, Keith. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you for taking my call.
You're the man, Josh. Yeah, as we're talking about, like, okay, even if the Mets do fall on their backs into the third wild card and they face the Dodgers in the first round, what's that Dodgers lineup going to do against Nolan McLean? Who are you pitching? Clay Holmes and Sean Manaea? Brandon Sproat, is that your three? They are going to hit the ball all around the field and out of the ballpark, and it's going to be done. It's going to be over. Now with the Yankees, we're looking at Max Fried, ace, 19 wins. We're looking at Carlos Rodon, not that far off. We're looking at, who do we want? Cam Schlittler or Luis Gil as the third starter? And honestly,
first world problems.
What we're really looking at, bro, is like, yo, forget the wild card now. Now we're like, yo, go get the division so that we can rest, have a week off, and have the path of least resistance.
Can I ask you a hypothetical? If the Yankees on the last day of the season need a win to win the division, and you have a choice of throwing, you know, Fried or Rodon, are you throwing one of them to try to win the division, or are you saving them for a wild card?
Nah, if I'm Boone, I'm going in there and I'm telling them we could throw anybody out there. We could pitch Austin Slater today. Go out there and field your position, throw the ball, hit. Because you don't want to mess up, you know, anybody's schedule or whatever. Like, what if they lose that game that day and then you're in the wild card round and then that messes that up? Like, it's already lined up. They already kind of, you know, have it the way that they want to go. 888-808-1019. Let's break it down here. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night. I saw Jackson Dart call disappear. I got Alex Day in here with me. Were you one of those fans at MetLife chanting, "We want Dart"?
Yeah.
Were you booing at all in there?
I wasn't booing Russell Wilson as much as I was booing just the catastrophe this whole thing is.
Like, how many Giants games in a row that you've gone to in that building that felt like that, I'd be booing too. I mean, Daboll himself said he would be booing.
The feeling of coming out of MetLife Stadium after a Giants loss on Sunday Night Football, and then you need to get on the New Jersey Transit.
There's cars everywhere.
There's cars everywhere, whether it's the transit, the traffic, and the Giants just had a stinker where they score maybe one touchdown a game. They lose to a rival, and all of a sudden you've got work the next morning. It's pushing 1 o'clock in the morning. And you're staring out the window like you're in a music video for Eminem's Stan, and things are dark.
You hate the Giants. You're like, the Giants did this to me.
The Giants did this to me, and you know what? I'll be back there next Sunday too. But yeah, it was bad. It was bad, and I don't even know where to begin. You could begin with the fact that I don't think the Giants should have ever signed Russ.
Okay, time out right there. Yeah. Save it for after the break.
How deep do we want to go? We have to get to break, Keith.
I know people are going to start calling about Russ and Jackson Dart. We got the audio from Dart talking today, Russ talking today, Daboll talking today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Tell Siri to dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The big shot of the night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson, Bright Lights, Big City. You know, we got a bunch of big shots, and this guy has won a ton of big shot awards since I started doing this a few seasons ago. It's Judge. Come on. MVP. 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 Bro, I would put Ben Rice over Cal Raleigh as MVP if we're talking catchers. Judge is the MVP. He hit two bombs tonight. He makes history. Again, he's in the company of Babe Ruth, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa as the only players in MLB history with 450 home run seasons. Like I said, tonight when I felt like the Yankees were hungover, the hair of the dog was Judge going deep. When I felt like the Yankees need to wake up and get it together and snap out of the champagne celebration, Judge was like, oh, I didn't even sip nothing last night. Boop, here we go. Lead, and they didn't. Let that lead go. 888-808-1019. Again, I got Alex Day with me in here. You've seen his TikToks. You've seen his reaction videos. You've seen his interviews on Instagram as well. He just hit 50K on Instagram. Congrats on that. And he's a diehard sports fan. I think I ran into you for the first time. We've talked about this. At Yankee Stadium, you hustled me. You were doing some type of dollar game where you answer some questions. I still remember the question that I got wrong. I knew the answer, but I froze, and I ended up leaving with nothing. I had the money in my hand, and I got that last question. I was like, I don't know. It's like an escalator thing. You answer a question, you get $5. You get $10. You get $20. Tom Glavine was the answer to the question. Now I'm blanking on it on air, but I got that question wrong, and you took the money, and I was like, damn, I got hustled on Cam.
Isn't it amazing how when you hear trivia and you're not the one participating, oh, I got the answer.
Yeah.
Oh, that quickly. And then the lights turn on, the mic is in your face. Gets a little tense. But, Keith, you and I have, whether it's talking about the Yankees, whether it's going back and forth with the Giants and the Cowboys, the Knicks and the Nets, You're a good sports sparring partner, my friend.
Yeah, that similar thing happened. I won when we did baseball Jeopardy on Bebida Tailgate. But then when we did overall sports Jeopardy, I was flying off the handle with wrong answers that I was terrible. Luckily, that one hasn't hit YouTube yet. The other one is out there where I won, but the next one, hopefully they keep that in the tuck. All right, let's get back to the callers. 888-808-1019. Jake is in Manhattan on the fan next. What's up, Jake?
Yo, Keith, what's going on?
Hanging out.
Yo, Day, what's going on, brother?
What's up, Jake?
Not gonna lie, man. I was really excited to wear my Jameis Winston jersey that we rocked in NOLA for next week. I wish Dart wasn't starting.
Hey, give it some time. You don't know how long this season's going to go, where it's going to go. They might need Jameis at some point. Even next year, too.
I completely agree. I just feel like we're throwing into the wolves right now.
Yeah, I honestly feel like that. And I'll ask Alex, like, I don't think this was the plan. When I heard Dable today say, this was my decision, I'm like, this can't, like, I don't know who made the decision, but this couldn't have been your plan. Why would you sign Jameis? Thanks for the call, Jake. Why would you sign Jameis? Why would you sign Russ? Why would you deviate from the plan to start a rookie quarterback in week 4? You can't tell me that was ever the script.
The plan has really gone awry from your initial messaging of when they drafted Dart, when Cam started. Look, they signed Jameis, they signed Russ, then they draft Dart. Then they immediately say Russ is going to be the starter. And then all of a sudden, Jackson Dart is number 2 on the depth chart.
Mm.
Very interesting. There was no need to press the issue. You know, that was...
Outside pressure presses the issue.
But they could have had him 3rd on the depth chart.
Yeah, and they played that game right away.
And there's no reason to bring him in for one play, two plays.
The Scatterboo package. The right, decoy because, to give it to Scatterboo.
And then every time Russ comes off the field, people are booing Russ. The way this has been handled, it can really just be attributed, I think, to a couple things. One is they couldn't throw Russ back out there, right?
No, they couldn't.
They could not.
They could.
If they threw Russ back out there, you'd see fans with paper bags on their heads.
But what
next
if he played
week?
Better against the Chargers? We don't know. I don't think he really would have made much of a difference. But like, they could have started Russ again.
No,
you
no.
got to quiet and, the boos. If Russ is throwing touchdowns, the boos quiet.
Week 2 against Dallas, that performance looks a lot worse.
I try to tell
you. That performance looks a lot worse when you see what Caleb Williams did to Dallas's defense.
I try to tell y'all that was fool's gold, and you lost the game. Like, you got to win that one. That was the one where I was like, okay, they weren't favored. They had to steal that game. And the Dallas defense, everybody has now watched enough film on them. They're terrible.
Going back to the beginning of the offseason, if I was GM and I could redo how the Giants did it, you sign Jameis. You don't sign Russ. You draft Dart if that's your guy, and they think he's their guy. And you know what? They have me believing that he's the guy. And then you start Jameis, because Jameis, in my opinion, is an NFL starting quarterback.
Started games for the Browns. Won games for the Browns last year.
He's a gunslinger. He's got a low floor, but he has a high ceiling. You start Jameis week 1. You play him weeks 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then if you feel it's time for Dart, that the kid is ready, you play him week 5 in New Orleans against a bad Saints team in a dome. That seems like the time to play him.
You know now, what, though? I thought about that, too. I feel like, and I said this last night. It seems like the soft landing spot is to play Jackson Dart in New Orleans against Spencer Rattler and, you know, first-year head coach, and this team's not going to win a game. But, like, they're looking at the Giants as that's their spot to win, too. And they have a good culture down there, and it can get loud down there, and their fans will get rowdy down there. You don't want that to be Jackson Dart's first game. So now, right, it's the NFL. It's the toughest schedule this year. You just throw him to the wolves against the Chargers, hope he learns something from that has him better equipped to go on the road and beat the Saints.
So you're kind of making this a sacrificial weekend for Dart a little bit?
Well, he's going to get his head rocked.
There's a more favorable matchup than the Saints right now.
I don't want to see it, but there's going to be a moment. And that's another thing, this offensive line, it ain't the quarterback. This offensive line and this play calling, like, I hope that this offensive line, Andrew Thomas, his snap count goes up and the play calling changes and they get a little creative and they protect this kid.
As one of the longest and most loyal supporters of Daniel Jones, it's the offensive line. And it always has been the offensive line.
You said the
line.
Name, the he who shall not be mentioned.
But I don't want to say it was never Daniel Jones' fault. But the offensive line has been bottom three pretty much every single year since the Super Bowl win. It is a concern big time. And you know what? Malik Nabers last year in that press conference saying, it's not the quarterback, it's not the quarterback. It's a pretty big indictment on the coaching staff, especially looking back on it now when you're on another quarterback and Daniel Jones is balling out for Indy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.